Welcome back, folks. Our Pelicans under some new leadership here as it relates to the draft and how they assess their talent. We go into the draft and we come out, and not uncommon in drafts, criticism, praise, and otherwise. And joining us to help decipher through all of this, Will Guillory, NBA writer with The Athletic. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Appreciate you for having me on.
Thank you for joining us, Will. Joe Dumars comes in, obviously brings in a different mindset, a different perspective, maybe some new strategies. They enter the draft. Your thoughts?
No, I think first off, it was the first questions I asked him was about just the level of aggression. I think has really stood out early on, and the big talking point around this draft has been the trade up to go get Derrick Queen and them giving away a 2026 unprotected first round pick. It just shows how much he wanted to bring in his guys and the people that they targeted, and they were on a mission to make it happen. I mean, in this post-draft press conference, Joe Dumars said they were looking to trade up as early as number 9 to go up and get Derrick Queen. So they obviously had, the guys they wanted to target going into this draft and also in the trade market, and they pretty much by any means made it happen. So we'll see, how much that pays off for them. But I think, Joe Dumars is certainly standing by the people that he wants to get in there, the team that he wants to run. And he's given up a lot to make it happen. So we'll see how it works out for him.
Will, as you look at Derrick Queen, is there something that you see that really piques your interest, your curiosity?
I think he's a very unique big in that he's very comfortable facing the basket, making plays off the dribble, has great touch around the basket. I think a lot of, obviously people are seeing the success of Nikola Jokic as a playmaking big, as a guy you can run your offense through at the center position. And obviously, I'm not comparing Derrick Queen to the greatest player on planet Earth, but I think right. Derrick Queen is a guy who can play on the perimeter, be comfortable playing in space, making plays with the ball in his hand. And I think, when you have guys with size who can see the court, who can recognize the double teams, it makes it a little easier to run things in half court, possessions. And I think having him next to Zion Williamson is going to be very interesting because he hasn't played with a big, with this type of skill set and the type of things that Derrick Queen can do. Obviously, I think it'll help if Queen can stretch out and hit three-pointers consistently, be more of a presence on the boards. I think that'll make him a more natural fit next to Zion Williamson. But I just think having a big with that type of skill set who can make plays for himself and others, I think is a dynamic the Pels haven't had in quite some time.
That was going to be my follow-up question. Is there something that Derrick Queen brings that elongates or maybe assists in getting more minutes for Zion on the court? I mean, a lot of times Zion has gotten hurt because he's, in my mind, he's pushing too hard all the time.
Yeah, I think a big thing for sure is just them figuring out this big man rotation where you have, last year's first round pick, Eve Misi. Now you got Derrick Queen. They had another rookie last year, Carlo Mackovich, a former second round pick. So I think they're kind of mixing and matching a few different things with this front court group. I would expect them to add another big man at some point. I know they just signed Hunter Dickinson as a two-way player in the front court, but I think just having these different combinations, that's something that Joe Dumars talked about as well, that desire to play more of these two big lineups, playing two big lineups with Zion Williamson on the floor as well, getting him more on the perimeter, less, in the paint. I think that's potentially something that we're going to see more, and maybe that allows Zion to be more, out in space playing, against smaller players rather than having to get in there and get 10 rebounds or defend the rim. I think they really want to have more size around Zion Williamson. I think, in his first couple of years, the talk was getting more shooting, getting the J.J. Redick's of the world, getting, some of these guys out there, Lonzo Ball, who can stretch the floor, who can hit threes. And I think now they're viewing Zion more as a perimeter player, more as a shot-creating guard. And if that's the case, you want the size around him to kind of take some of those big man duties off of his shoulders.
Obviously, they're going to have to do some work with Derek Queen. One of the criticisms in the scouting combine was his conditioning, 6'10", 246 pounds, seemed to be a little heavy around the center.
Oh, no doubt. That's the thing he's going to have to focus on, you know, to really excel in the league is just being in better shape and just being able to move around. You know, I think obviously with these bigs in today's NBA, you know they're always going to get tested in pick and roll. These guards are going to bring them out at the three-point line, see how well they move their feet, see if they can run in transition, and I think that's going to be a huge test for him early on. Because I think when you watch Derek Queen, the guy has so much offensive talent. He's going to find a way to be successful on that side of the court. For him to have a long-lasting career and for them to look good making this trade, I think it's all about the other end of the court. Him being a presence on defense, not being a guy who gets targeted by other teams, not being a guy who can be a liability in the paint, protecting the rim. I think the more he's able to get in better shape, get stronger, make an impact on that end of the court, I think that's where he can become a really special player. Because we know he's so gifted and he's got such great feel and touch on the offensive end. But we know when Willie Green is your head coach, if you're not making an impact on the defensive end, you're probably not going to get in the game. So I think that's going to be where they really push him early on, is how much is he willing to buy in on the defensive end, not just, you know, in the way he's playing, but the way he's approaching his work on a daily basis.
I guess the same could hold true, and I think maybe that's why they went after Jeremiah Fears from Oklahoma, as well as Micah Peavy from, where was he, Georgetown. He was in three different universities, if my memory serves me correct. Bolstering up that defense as well.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, Jeremiah Fears is going to be a very interesting development project for them because, you know, obviously they already have DeJounte Murray in there coming off of the Achilles injury. They just traded for Jordan Poole, who I expect to be the starting point guard on opening night. And I think, you know, Jeremiah Fears is a guy they have a great deal of belief in. They think he's got really great potential, but I think they're going to be very mindful of not throwing him in the deep end early on and not forcing him to, you know, be a hub or their offense for 30 minutes a night, you know, at 18 years old. I mean, this guy still hasn't even turned 19 yet. So I think they're going to try to bring him along slowly, allow him to learn the game. Similar to Derek Queen, you know, building up his strength, getting used to playing, you know, with grown men on a nightly basis, the amount of physicality that these guards play with at the NBA level, I think is something new for all of these young guys. So I think people got to be patient with Jeremiah Fears and allow him to learn the game, allow him to kind of grow up before he's ready to really, you know, take over this team. But I think the intention with taking him where they took him was with the idea that, yeah, this is going to be the guy who's running this offense at some point in his career. He's going to be the guy who's leading the charge. And they really believe that he's got those special traits to do that. But I think it was really important for them to surround him with guys who can kind of show him what it looks like before you kind of throw him out there from day one as the starting point guard. Because I think that's a lot for him at this point in his career.
Got a question on the text line wondering your thoughts about how Queen matched up against Flagg when they played each other this year.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Cooper's more of a perimeter guy, more of a, I would say, more of a three than a four. And Derek Queen, I think, is kind of more of your traditional four. I think that's going to be the question is, if they're playing these double big lineups, how much can Derek Queen kind of hold his own if he's asked to defend, you know, perimeter players, guys who are shooting threes, guys who can kind of pump and go, and can he move his feet and make plays in those situations? But I think, you know, I think what I always say is the stuff that makes these guys special on offense, you should be able to tap into that and make an impact on defense as well. I think, you know, Queen has such a high IQ, such a great feel for the game, understanding of how to move in space angles and all of that stuff, and I think the more he buys into using those gifts on the defensive end, I think he'll be fine in those situations. But I do think he's going to be a target early on, because when these young bigs come in to the league, these guards know and they identify him and they want to see what you're made of. And I think Queen, more than Fears, I would say, is a guy who is probably going to have to get playing time early on, especially with the way the roster is constructed early, just because they don't have enough bigs. They need bigs out there outside of Eve Meese. So I think there's going to be pressure early on to get Queen out there in the early rotation. And I think if that's the case, he's going to be tested a lot. And it's not just going to be in one-on-one matchups. So I think he's going to have to lock in and, like you said, get in better shape, get his mentality right, because, you know, playing early on as a rookie is just tough in this league, man, because these guys are really good, they're really strong, and they understand how to take advantage of certain weaknesses.
We're visiting with Will Guillory, NBA writer, The Athletic. Will, you know that here in New Orleans, we understand what you just talked about, that metamorphosis, that change that you have to go through, because we've gone through it with Zion. I mean, Zion's probably one-third the person that he was when he came, or two-thirds the person that he was when he came here.
Yeah, and I think hopefully it doesn't take Queen as long as it took Zion to figure some of that stuff out. Right?
No, if it does, heads will roll. I mean,
oh, yeah, you know. I think there's going to be a lot of angry people if it takes Queen 2-3 years to kind of figure out how to get himself in shape. But I think, you know, I think that's going to be a huge thing for this team moving forward is can Zion pick up where he left off last year? Because, you know, obviously he only played 30 games. They lost 61 games. It was a horrific season. But I think the one silver lining you could take from it, is I think that was the best Zion Williamson has looked his entire career. The way he played, the way his physical shape was from the beginning of the season to the end, the way he was able to maintain his weight and kind of maintain a program with the way he worked, you know, during off days, before games, just kind of figuring out all that type of stuff. I think you saw him take the step that we were waiting for him to take for years. So if he can maintain that and pick up where he left off last year, I think there's a potential for him to have a special season this year. He's going to be one of the best players in the league as long as he's healthy and tapped into what he needs to do physically. And if he's playing at that level, he's just going to raise everybody around him. And I think there are obviously a lot of questions about what Joe Dumars has done with this roster, how he's utilizing his assets. But, man, when you just look 1 through 15 at the dudes on this roster, they've got talent. There's no denying the amount of talent they have on this roster, even with DeJounte Murray out. When you can throw a start lineup out there with Jordan Poole, Trey Murphy, Herb Jones, Z, and Eve Misi, that's pretty good. Those guys are all, you know, threats out there on the court. They can make plays. You need more defensive-minded guys. But I think they got everything they need to compete. It's just about Zion Williamson really being that guy on a nightly basis. And in previous years, they kind of had
a little luck.
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I was going to say, we could use a little luck, though, because we've had injuries at the worst times.
No doubt. Mean, timing and that's what is I was everything. Say, like, before, you've had a cushion of, hey, if it doesn't work out with Zion, at least we got Brandon Ingram who can step in and be the guy, right? And they've been able to make up for not having Z there because of B.I. And even to a certain extent, C.J. McCollum and the way he's been able to lift up the team during those times. But now that backup plan isn't here anymore, right? So if it doesn't work out with Z this year, it's going to look really bad, and it's going to look even worse when you see that pick that's going to Atlanta next year. So I think more than ever, the pressure is on Zion to really carry this team and be the superstar that we've all been waiting for him to kind of become over time.
We're visiting with Will Guillory, NBA writer with The Athletic. Well, there's a whole science about body type. You know, it's a big issue relative to Z when he came out, you know, as to whether or not his body type was going to be resilient enough for today's modern-day basketball game. How do you assess Derek Queen?
I mean, you know, he's still very young. I mean, we got to see, and part of, like you said, we really haven't seen him where he's been locked in on a professional level as far as the way he's eating, the way he's sleeping, the way he's working out on a daily basis. I think a lot of that helps when we're talking about, you know, how much your body can last and if your body's going to prevent you from really lasting. I think, you know, with today's science and the way that the understanding of how they can get the most out of these guys, I think they are in the best position now they can ever be as far as, you know, extending their career, finding ways to stay healthy, stay on the court. But a big part of that is really buying in and doing all the stuff, right? And I think that's going to be a question for him is how much is he going to be ready to buy in and do the necessary stuff to make sure he's where he needs to be, or is he going to be a kid? And I think, you know, for years, you know, they had to really hope Zion can stop, you know, moving like a kid and stop, you know, thinking that he could just do whatever and show up on game nights and do what he's been done his whole life. And I think when you start playing at this level, you realize how much the off days lead to your success on game nights. And I think you know, going through a few failures and seeing what other guys are doing, that's the lesson that comes along. And I think that's going to be the big question for this Pelicans team, is that now they're very young. You don't have C.J. McCollum in the locker room. You don't have Larry Nance. You don't have some of these vet guys, Jonas Valanciunas, who can kind of be the guy to, hey, this is what it's supposed to look like. And now what does that mean for some of these younger guys they're bringing in? Who's going to help them and show them what it's supposed to look like? And, you know, saying Zion's going to be that guy, I don't know, because he hasn't been that guy previously. But they got to find out who it is, because they're bringing in so much young talent and they're trying to help these guys develop in the way that's conducive to winning.
I've always been partial to that 6'7", 6'8", shooting guard. Micah Peavy's kind of got me a little intrigued. Thoughts about him?
No, I mean, he's super talented. I think he's a guy, you saw him really step up his offensive game during the course of his final season at Georgetown. But, you know, what you really like about him is that he's understanding what his role is going to be when he comes into the league. He's a guy who's going to want to take on that challenge defensively. He's going to want to show his versatility, being able to defend different positions, being switchable out there. I think, you know, being able to learn from a guy like Herb Jones is going to be, you know, huge for him. But I think that's the type of prototype you want to look for. Guys with that size, that muscle, who can defend, can move their feet, bring some athleticism. So I think they're really high on him. They targeted him going into the second round. So I think they got a lot of belief in both of these two-way guys they have, Dickinson and Peavy, and they think those guys are going to help next year for sure.
And obviously the existing roster as we know it today, there's going to be some fallouts, right?
Oh, yeah. I think there's still some moves to be made. I mean, Joe Dumars has basically alluded to that. Like I said, they probably still need one more big man in the building. I expect that to happen. They got a few decisions as far as team options and stuff like that, guaranteeing some money, whether it's Elfrid Payton or Brandon Boston. So they got some decisions to be made there. They got to balance the roster out a little bit. But, you know, so far, you know, I kind of like what they're doing. Obviously, a big part of it is they need health. But they're putting young pieces in. They're building this thing out. They're making it more diverse. And the way they're building around Zion Williamson. So I'm interested to see, you know, what the next few weeks look like. But we know one thing's for sure. Joe Dumars is going to make a move. We're not going to hear about what Joe Dumars wanted to do, right? Like we hear from some of these GMs.
Yeah.
Joe Dumars is going to target his guy, and he's going to go get him. So that's the one thing we can be rest assured.
Absolutely. Will Guillory, thank you so much for joining us. NBA writer with The Athletic. Truly appreciate your time, your insight. Have a great weekend.
Appreciate you, man.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit with Councilman J.P. Morrell. Stay with us.